He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the 2000th time. One day I'll give me a calculator, Cole. I'm going to give me a calculator and start adding up how many times I've said that and actually how many shows we've had. We've had a whole bunch of shows since 2003. That's a lot of shows. But you can't call in. You can't call in. My phone lines are busy. But take your seats and get ready. My name is Emerson. Welcome to School Talk. We got guests on the line talking about some stuff and things happening here in Indianapolis, Indiana, downtown Indianapolis, Indiana. So stick and stay. Don't go away for that. Our main line here, you can't get on, so I'm not going to tell you about. But email is schooltalk1@yahoo.com. That's schooltalk1@yahoo.com. My senior producer, Cole, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
How you doing?
Doing fantastic.
Are you ready for another? Hey, weekend time already for you guys.
Yeah, fall break.
Fall break?
Yeah.
Are you going anywhere special fall break?
I'm not. I have band.
You got band?
Yeah.
Band kids just go to band.
Yeah. That's what we do.
And you do. Was your parents band kids?
My mom was.
Your mom was?
Yes.
Why did I just know that? I just knew that for some reason. I just threw it out there. But that's stuff and things that you're doing and stuff and things that are going on. Stuff and things happened at the school. So tell me what's going on with that thing behind me called the...
So for the big board, Westside Chambers of Commerce Candidates Night on October 11th at Chapel Hill, 7th and 8th Grade Center. And that starts at 7 p.m. Fall break begins on October 8th. So that is basically this weekend. And that goes through October 24th, so 2 weeks off. Tonight, Lawrence Central at Ben Davis, 6 p.m. is when our coverage starts. I believe Justin Margolis, Corey Vervinkt, and Jeremiah Kelling will be there. And 7 p.m. is kickoff. And also, Inside Ben Davis Football, live from Arby's on 10th Street. Airs at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, so don't forget that. Also, follow us on Twitter at WBDG, on Facebook at WBDG Indy, and on Snapchat at WBDG
90.9. Woo! Woo! What was that? What was that? What was that? I don't know what that was. Always got something going on here at Ben Davis High School for our students, because our students are always busy in positive things here on the West Side, the best side, the greatest high school in the whole world. Ben Davis High School. Push the magic button, because I like BD. Whoa! Yeah! Yeah! We got before I get to my guest, I'm going to give a spat. My guest. Let's get to my guest for a time and give my special shout out. But on the line, calling in from downtown or where's about, or somewhere in Indy, or somewhere in the world, or at least somewhere in Indiana, a calling in for to represent us, talk to us about Downtown Indy Inc. is Mr. Joe Knight. I'm gonna promote him today to Director of Communication and Marketing, but I probably shouldn't do that. He said, "When you get promoted?" This morning. I want my money too. Joe, go get your money. Go get your money. Good morning, Mr. Knight.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
How you doing? I understand you're communication and marketing for the Downtown Indy Inc. Glad to have you on the show this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to be anywhere, boy. I tell you. Now, I always ask my students, and I ask my adults too, and I'm going to ask you, college, where are you going? Where'd you go? What'd you do?
So I'm actually a North Central Panther graduate. I don't know how that factors in at all.
That's cool. The thing is, you went to school. See, you're not like me. I'm a high school dropout. See, I when you ask me what school I went to, I'll say, well, I went to Terre Haute North, and I went to Terre Haute Gershwin, and I went to Terre Haute Wiley, and I went to State Laboratory, and I didn't finish. See, you don't have that problem. You can just say you went to... And bam, there it is.
Yeah, so I did that. I just didn't know if there'd be any sound effects with booze or anything like that going on. So I just had to throw that in there.
Now, if you say Warren, if you say Warren, now I might have cut the air. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
That's true. But then, yeah, I just actually finished up at in IU.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, all my girls, three of my daughters got IU degrees. So, hey. Go ahead with your bad self. Hey, also, I got, let's say, I got John Knight, and I do want to give a spot, a real shout out to a former Ben Davis student, Brandon Buchep. He's over at the Hope Baptist Church, and they got a talking about things to do during fall break. We're talking about that today over at 1055 North Girls School Road. They got an open gym on October 13th at 6:45. That's going to be fun for the kids when they're out of school, don't know what to do, you know, whatever it is. You know, it's going to be kind of fun, an open gym over there at the Hope Baptist Church. Downtown Indy. What's up with Downtown Indy?
And what isn't up with Downtown Indy?
What's going
on? Yeah.
Yeah, tell
we
me.
We got a lot.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. Obviously, you guys have a nice little fall break. Mm-hmm. That's always plenty to do in that time. So, obviously, the football game is tonight. That takes precedence over anything.
Hey.
But we do have upcoming tomorrow, actually, is German Fest downtown.
Okay.
So it's going to be a bunch of wild stuff. There's going to be wiener dog races, strongman competition, a flea market with 100 vendors. There's going to be a bunch of real nice, like, Porsches just lined up on Michigan. So it's going to be a wild time, at least tomorrow from noon to 8 downtown.
Mm-hmm. Wiener dog. Is that like a real dog? Or is that somebody with a hot dog running? I mean, I could see
like
some.
That. Like that, what was it?
Oscar Mart
ketchup commercial where they have like the wiener dogs running.
Real wiener dogs, the little hot dog dogs.
Yeah, legit. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Those things are funny looking dogs, boy.
Short legs.
Short legs. You know, that'd be cool. That is crazy. But our downtown, you know, compared to other cities, I know you've done some visiting. Where do we rate?
So we actually, a lot of people don't know how good Indy is, actually. Mm-hmm. It was called by, or titled by NBC News, the dream city for millennials.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people do, which it's pretty cool to live in a city where, you know, it's a dream city to live in.
That's one title I didn't know we had. I know, I remember, I'm going to tell my age now. back in the day, we had a term we called in an app, we called it Naptown. Now, this is back in the day. And the reason they called it Naptown wasn't because it was hip. It was because after the sun went down, there was nothing to do but take a nap. I'm 61. I'm something or 62. I forgot. I stopped counting after 60. But that's where really the nap we called it was nap time because people were going to sleep. And now, now the term now nap town is no longer means taking a nap. It's something hip, you know. Mm-hmm. A little history there, you know. I know you knew that, but since I'm old, oldest guy in the room.
I don't know if I actually knew the origins of Naptown.
And that's why they called it Naptown, you know. And remember, my hometown is Terre Haute, and we got a crazy name one time from Steve Martin, the comedian. When he landed, I'm going to get in trouble for this one. He landed, I think, the Hallman Airport in Terre Haute, and he called it the most Nowheresville place in America. That was Steve said it about my hometown, Terre Haute, Indiana. So I guess, you know,
that's rough.
I saw on your website, I saw something that said it was called Dwell Downtown, some type of program, or if you live downtown, there's some benefits for living downtown. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so Dwell membership is pretty much for really anybody, obviously, like you said, living downtown. And it provides a bunch of kind of just perks, I guess, with living downtown. I mean, there, if you go on our website and check it out, if you're interested, there's over like 50 or 60 businesses that give you special discounts. For instance, you can get discounted tickets for Indy 11 games. You can go to the Symphony Orchestra for 20% off. I mean, there are some like really, really good deals on here that you wouldn't get otherwise without being a Dwell member. So it's a pretty cool membership deal.
Yeah, I used to work. I used to work downtown, and our downtown has grown. It's still growing. I remember down by the city county building where the market. I'm telling my age again. Where the Market Square Arena used to be, and now that section right there is opened up to the whole east side, where the east side was closed because of the MSA. And I was just down at the city market, and I saw some things on the outside, some arts or some big giant checkers and some ping pong tables downtown. It's a lot of things going on downtown during the day, not just the night.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's I just read recently, there was an article that I think it was 200,000 people transit downtown every day for work. Monday through Friday, which is that I was just like, wow, I did not realize that many people, you know, go downtown, do work. And that, I don't know, that was just really cool to hear, because then, you know, that, like you said, Indy's growing. Mm-hmm. So
I looked into your website, and folks listening, they can jump on that www.downtownindy.org. You had something on there that dealt with, it said 50 date ideals for less than $50 in downtown Indy. I mean, that's my kind of day. Actually, if I can get it down for 10, okay, I'll come, so I'm cheap.
Yeah.
Because I think, how you know I'm cheap? Just kidding. But I went into that. That was pretty cool. And I know you have seen it, but a lot of free ideas. And I like to go through some of them when it talks about Well, I said it was 50 of them, so that's a whole hour. But it talks about even with the Soldiers and Sailors Monument. And I wonder how many people who live in Indy have really ever took advantage of our monuments. And could you know, I know from when I was a state trooper that I read some data, or when I was working for the mayor, one or the other. I worked for Bart Peterson for a while. And Indian, and you might know this already, Indianapolis, I think it's second only to Washington, D.C. as it pertains to monuments. And that's pretty cool.
I didn't know that. I knew it was up there, but I didn't know just behind D.C. Yeah.
I tell you, getting old, you're something else, boy. And if I ain't mistaken, I'm 99.9% correct that the architect who designed Indianapolis, Indiana, also designed Washington, D.C. So that makes a lot of sense, too.
I think I heard that before, just because I know the way, the thing I like so much about Indy, obviously, well, one of the things is the way the kind of grid system of the streets is laid out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's exactly where it comes from, is D.C. is the, kind of the same way that it's strategically laid out pretty well. And, so Indy's kind of got the same easy maneuverability, too.
Yeah. And speaking, before I get to my 50, but speaking from a millennial viewpoint, why is Indianapolis, I mean, other than the downtown, why do you think Indianapolis has gained that title of dream city for millennials? Because I remember one time Indiana talked about brain drain, all of our college graduates leaving Indiana and going to other states. And then why are we getting that title? And I guess, are the students staying? Have you seen that?
Yeah. So I actually did some research. I had to do some different work for kind of promoting some stuff for our marketing campaign. And probably the biggest thing that I'd say kind of got Indy that title is our cost of living is, I mean, it's unbelievable how affordable living in Indianapolis is for, kind of like you said, I mean, how comparable, and it has the second most amount of museums behind Washington, D.C. I mean, it has two major sports franchises, professional sports franchises here. I mean, it just has so much, and then you're not paying hardly at all to live here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's so many other cities that millennials like myself want to go to, but when it comes down to it, you know, it's all about how easily and affordable you can live. And Indianapolis is one of the best cities for that. So I think just being able to, you know, move here, establish yourself here, and do that in a very cost-effective way is, you know, it's a no-brainer.
When you was in high school, did you have, what did you want to do when you were in high school? And as it pertains to, I mean, a lot of kids here are going to high school. Some know what they want to do. Some don't know what mm-hmm. they want to do. But do you know what you want to do while you're in high school, or does it really develop once you get into college, or does that change too?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'd say I kind of knew what I wanted to do, but was unsure of myself. Mm-hmm. That's probably the best advice I could give anybody is, if you think you have an idea of what you want to do, trust your gut and go with it. I was doing journalism, uh-huh. Which is pretty much what I've majored in at IU and kind of doing right now, and was just working for a high school newspaper and absolutely loved it. It was something that really kind of drove me, and I never really found it as work. It was just stuff I enjoyed going to, you know, classes and doing math and science and all that, and then when newspaper sixth period came around, I was raring to go. I was excited. And then that continued into college, and I was kind of, when I got to college, I was unsure if I don't know if I should do journalism. I don't know if it's for me, but actually, you know, stuck with it and have, you know, not regretted ever since. So that's the best advice I'd say. If you think you know what you want to do, which obviously that's the hardest part, but if you have a general idea, then, and it's, you know, a gut decision, then usually the best advice I can say is trust your gut.
Mm-hmm. How powerful do you say is passion in doing what you do?
Oh, I mean, it's the driving force. Mm-hmm. It's what separates work from really play. I mean, if you find something that you really enjoy that, you know, is something that sparks your interest, that keeps you attentive, that makes, that drives you to want to do better, then, mm-hmm. you know, that's like, that's the name of the game. That's what it is. So the biggest thing for me is, yeah, it's passion. It's finding something that you're passionate about. And that only comes from knowing yourself and knowing what you like to do. And once you find that, I mean, it's a beautiful thing, but mm-hmm. that's the problem. You got to find it.
Yeah, and that's what I worry about with some of our young people, you know, if, you know, not finding that passion, and then you go through life and you get older and still don't find that passion, then you get older and older and older before you know it, you know, time's up.
Yeah.
And you go through your whole life sad and unhappy because you never followed your dream or followed any of your passion. And that's just a sad story that I just hate reading and seeing, but I see a lot of it, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we're not doctors and lawyers in here trying to psych everybody, but it's just what life is. You know, you got to, like you said, find that. And I like how you said that difference between that work and play, that drive that makes mm-hmm. you push. Because then, you know, it's not like it's, I know one time they said you find a job that you love and never work another day in your life.
Exactly.
That, yeah. And that's what I like about radio, you know, and some folks know my background, but radio, you know, doing this over here at Ben Davis High School, if I had this drive or had this medium while I was in high school, I wouldn't have been a high school dropout. They would have kicked me out of the radio. It's someone else's time on the air. Get out, dude. Get out. It's someone else's air time. Get out. Get out. Get out. I ain't going. Call security. Yeah, let me go. It wouldn't let me out. Anyway, 50 date ideals for less than $50 in downtown Indy. Date ideal number one, Monument Circle. Monument Circle. I didn't know that you can go to the top in the elevator for two little dollars, or you can walk up the stairs free. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's 15 feet shorter than the Statue of Liberty. I'm on the same page. I found it.
Yeah. I knew you would, because you're a college grad. But I didn't know that. I mean, I've seen that thing. I know I've never, ever been in there. And I've been living there since 1979. And I've never, ever been up that thing. That is freaky.
You gotta get up there.
I gotta go now. They item number two, Mass Avenue. Just walking, enjoying the outdoor public art. You know, all the restaurants, you know, but just really just enjoying the art, because art, you take it in by, you know, visual feeling, mm-hmm. you know, and then you can walk down there and get you a, you know, that's don't cost no money. Monuments, like I said, I like to talk about the monuments and the memorials. I mean, you can just walk all day long and, gosh, and it's listed. I noticed it. See, I was going from memory, and number three is right there. It's already, folks, I didn't make this up. They idol number three, downtown Indianapolis, displays the second largest number of war memorials in the United States next to Washington, D.C. I didn't know that was in your website.
There we go, man. We got it all.
Yeah. I didn't know it was even on your website. So, someone told me, I know a little bit. I know a little bit. Now, number four, the Arts Garden. That's a pretty good location, the Arts Garden. It's neat. You can go there and chill for a second. Anyway, tell me now, what's First Friday Art Tour? Tell me more about that.
So pretty much they do Arts and Dealers Association every first Friday of the month. So looks like that would be today.
Oh, wow.
From 6 to 9 p.m., they have a self-guided tour of galleries and other venues through downtown. I don't know a whole heck of a lot about it. It's one of those things where it happens every month. And,
But that is so huge. And I brought it up because one thing about networking and when you're in your craft and when you're art, when you meet individuals, that have your same passion and same drive, that does so much for your own psyche and keeps you going and keeps you alive. Because when you're a secret agent and you're trying to do something, it's kind of lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But when you get around other folks, like, you know, you're in journalism, you're in marketing, when you get around those journalism and marketing junkies, man, y'all go crazy.
It's true, man.
You know, you go nuts because you're around folks that have the same passion or if it's music or if it's sports. When you're around those same like, you know, you drive from each other and you keep each other going. So that is huge. And because art is like, I can't draw a straight line, you know, with a ruler. And it's neat to be around folks that, another thing. Okay, number six, the cultural trail. Now, that's interesting. I drive Uber. From time to time. Uber blowing up in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, it's huge. It's unreal.
Wow. And folks, it is safe. You know, contrary to what you've seen on the news, you get a good driver, you can complain about him. He won't be driving no more. That happens too. But the cultural trail, I get so many runs that say go to the cultural trail, and there's so many parts of the cultural trail here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And also, it's some way along that trail, over 200 restaurants. I mean, if you like to eat, oh man, Indy is the place. Number seven, Indianapolis Museum of Art. Once again, our arts and our museums. Art at the Alexander. That's the Alexander Hotel. That's a brand new, pretty hotel. Been there about maybe 1 or 2 years now.
Not very long.
It is a beautiful hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome. So there's so much to do, and your website gives people a lot of options. A lot of things to do. So, you know, I suggest folks to go ahead and check out you guys' website, you know, and see what's going on in Indy. And I see that you got some concerts coming up. I saw going to your website also. You can probably tell me faster if I can get to it. Amy Schumer, she's a comedian.
Yeah, she's going to be here, the 9th?
Yeah, she
Sunday,
is funny. She is funny.
She is funny.
She is funny. And like, and I bring it up for a reason also. Class clowns. Now, I don't know. You probably wasn't a class clown when you was in high school, were you?
Nah.
But you know what?
I was too busy reporting and, you know, couldn't do that, man.
But you know, if you did a little research to find out some of the best or most successful entertainers, I bet a lot of them were class clowns, you know, but they didn't know how to, at that time they channeled their comedic skills the wrong way. But as they got older, they figured out how to channel that skill and that, I like to interview her and ask her, was she a class clown? Oh, can you set it up, Joe? I know you got cloud.
Yeah,
up there,
I'll get right on it.
Because, you know, that's one thing about, I always wanted to have our entertainers give back and then share their history and share. That's why I asked you about your time, you know, because you're out there now. You're in marketing, you're in sales, and these students are thinking about going to those sales, going to those type of careers, and you're already doing it. So I always try to pick you guys' brains to help my young people so they can make their decision. And so I got about 4 minutes left. What else can you tell me what's happening in Indy?
Yeah, so we got plenty. We'll start with sports. We got plenty of sports going on this weekend. So the Super Bowl 41 rematch, it's on. Colts and Bears play this Sunday at 1 p.m. That's also the breast cancer awareness game, which out of all the things the NFL does, I'd say that's probably one of the coolest things is how much they promote and kind of bring awareness to breast cancer. So, that's going to be a really, really fun game.
And that's awesome for family outing, going to a Colts game. I don't care what nobody says.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's hot dog and nachos all day long at a Colts game. I don't care what seat. It don't matter what seat you're in, Joe. You're in the building. See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Oh, man. And the playing the Bears? Oh, man. My daddy was a Packer fan, and I was a Bear fan. Man, you should have heard the arguments we had in the house.
Packers and Bears.
Oh, man, that's awesome, Joe. That is awesome. That's a weekend right there. But go ahead.
I was going to say, cancel all your plans, man. Go to a calendar. That's it.
I mean, it's like, it don't matter. I mean, what seat? You can be in the euchre seats, the nosebleed seats. And still, you're in the building, dude. You're in there and to feel it all. Woo! Man,
have you been to Lucas Oil before? Have you ever sat there?
I haven't been this year. I don't think I made it there last year. I did check out a couple of Coke games out a couple of seasons ago. And it just feels good. It just feels good. It's big. And
I went to the Chargers game 2 weeks ago.
Okay, that's Colt, my producer. Hi. Yay. Yeah, it just feels good. So go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry, let me cut you off.
What else? Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah.
So if you can believe it, the first Harry Potter film is celebrating its 15th anniversary. You heard that right, 15.
Wow.
Anniversary. And with that, they're doing a Harry Potter fan festival down at the IMAX Theater at the Indiana State Museum Friday, October 14th through Wednesday, October 19th. They're going to show every Harry Potter movie on the big screen. So if you are a Harry Potter fan, you just hit the jackpot.
Wow. That's huge. He sold a lot of books. they did a lot of movies. I watched a couple myself. That's huge. That is wild. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I got a couple minutes left. Drop some more on me.
Yeah. So we also got another sports team returning, which I'm super excited about after all the offseason moves they did. The Pacers are coming back for one of their first preseason games against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hey.
Next Wednesday, the 12th at 7:30. Again, that is preseason. Regular season doesn't start until the end of the month. But still going to be fun to see Pacers doing work. Hopefully making noise in the Central. We'll have to see what the Cavs do. You know.
Yeah, I hope. But folks always ask me. They always ask me how come I'm not a LeBron James fan. I'm just not. I'm a Pacer fan, and anybody that beats my Pacers, I'm not a fan of you. So.
Hey, man, that's what we like to hear. That's what we like to hear.
I can't do it. You a hater. I'm not a hater. I'm just not a fan of LeBron James. Read the lips. I'm not a fan of LeBron James.
Hey, you're not from Ohio?
Yeah, I'm Terre Haute.
Nowheresville,
USA. Living in that town now. Pacers. Oh, my goodness. I know I'm so crazy. But anyway, Joe, listen up. Anytime you got something going on with downtown Indy, you got an open invitation to give us a call. Just drop us a dime, drop a line. Anytime you want to, just to give us a little quick update. I don't care what my show is. I don't care what my topic is. You know, if you call and I'm saying, Joe's on the line, give me my downtown tip for today or whatever it might be, tip for the week. I don't care. Anytime you got something going on, you want to let us know. Hey, open invitation, give us a call.
The downtown tip, man. I like that. We might have to start making that a thing. But I appreciate you guys so much for having me on, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, appreciate you, Joe, because you're doing what you're doing. Because you love what you do, and you're also letting us know what's happening in Indycar. Our kids are going to be out there, and the parents are going to be out there during fall break, and this to get an opportunity to see what's going on. Also, going to the website, folks. That's what's your website, Joe?
www.downtownindy.org. Check it out.
Check it out, y'all. Thanks, Joe, for calling in for me. I'm going to get Cole back to class, but appreciate you. And go out there and make Indy a great day.
Okay. You guys have a great one, too. I'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, Joe. That was awesome. We're going to send Joe an email. We'll send him an email and let him know he can check us out on the replay so he can hear himself. He did an awesome job. I mean, letting us know what's happening. And there's so much going on. I mean, I know he had more.
Yeah.
I know he had more, but he had to go, and I got to get you to class too. But fall break from?
October 8th to October 24th.
Wow. You'll come back with the beard. Long hair.
Yeah.
Just kidding. That's me. boy. All right. Well, students, be careful out during your fall breaks because now it's called back to class. And as I always say, to my parents and to my teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Remember, young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. And I forgot to ask Joe what he thought about that. Oh, man, I wanted to ask Joe what he thought about sagging pants. I'm going to ask Joe. I'm going to put them online. When I ask Joe, I'm going to put it online somewhere on my Facebook and just get Joe's reason and stuff. I should have asked Joe about that. You can't go get a job with your pants sagging.
Right.
You can't get a job downtown Indy with your pants sagging.
That's not how he got a job.
Ain't how Joe got a job. The views expressed in schools aren't necessarily views of the image of Wayne Township, Bendis High School, a giant 98.9. Until next week, maybe not next week, because y'all be gone 2 weeks. When y'all go on school break, I go on break.
That's right.
So we'll be back in a couple weeks. So I will have a beard. Enjoy your break, students. See you then. Have a good fall break. See you next time on School Talk.